What's up, guys? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart in the Paint, where in this episode, we are reviewing episode 2 of Netflix Umbrella's Academy. Let's go.
In October 1989, 43 women around the world gave birth. None of these women had been pregnant when the day first began.
How much do you want for it?
I have adopted 6 children, gifted with abilities far beyond the ordinary. I give you the Umbrella Academy.
Okay, guys, before we get into this content, let's hear a word from our sponsors. All right, guys, so let's get into this episode. Thank you so much for joining Heart in the Paint. I'm your host, as always, Justin. So we get into episode 2 of the Umbrella Academy, which is titled Run, Boy, Run. And I love how this episode starts, because in the description, it reads, after sharing the story of his time travel with Vienna, 5 hunts for the owner of a fake eye, but 2 mysterious assassins are hot on his tail. And one of the things I love about the beginning of this, we get all the students are at the table eating, looks like maybe like lunch or breakfast or something. And you know, number 5 is going over the whole time travel. Like, he's been considering it. He's been thinking about it and researching. And Sir Hartgreaves is really just saying, hey, you're not ready. You don't understand how complex it is. You know, so there's dialogue there that you know that has been happening probably over a course of months and years and stuff like that. So after that, he just gets up and leaves. And we are introduced to how he teleports. And I love how the perspective that we get from in front of him and really what it looks like going into different time periods. And he goes all the way to the apocalypse. All the way, he jumps through different times in the future and all the way goes into the apocalypse. So let's be breaking down these things, these little key parts of the episode 2. So one of the things I forgot to mention, but thank goodness I forgot to mention it because I forgot it's in episode 2 instead of episode 1. Now, if you have missed episode 1's review, you can just look. I think it was 2 episodes ago. I did it yesterday, I believe. So one of the things I thought was probably the biggest Easter egg, I don't know if you caught this, guys, but when Vienna is having some dialogue with number 5, and number 5 is literally going through the steps of how time travel works and literally how he pushed his consciousness back into his younger body, and Vienna's sitting there and saying, how is this possible? That doesn't make sense. Which I'm thinking that was probably a huge Easter egg with Vienna being Kat in the X-Men, which she did the exact same thing to Wolverine, pushing his consciousness back from his older body into a younger body of Wolverine, which I thought that was pretty clever. I don't know if they did that necessarily. I don't know if they did that like outrightly, but I thought that was really cool for her to actually say that to number 5 and question it when she actually did it in X-Men. So that was probably the biggest Easter egg I found, and I want to hear you guys on that. I want to hear your feedback and comment on that. I don't know if I was alone on that or if anybody can like support that. But going further in the film or in the episode, we have the fake eye, which, you know, number 5 is racing around trying to find, following the breadcrumbs with this fake eye, because at the end, I'm kind of jumping around now, at the end of the episode, we are introduced into everyone's dead scene. You know, when number 5 jumps into the jumps to that time period of the apocalypse, and he's basically, the school's destroyed, everything is destroyed, he literally sees all the Umbrella Academy, every single body, number 1, number 2, number 3, all, everybody dead. And one of the things that number 1 was holding was an eye. And so that's where we follow the breadcrumbs here. And also we are introduced to some other characters. Diego's little fling here with her, you can tell that they used to date. And later on in the future episodes, you do find out that they did date. But she is a detective. And Diego's trying to do it. He's kind of like the Batman of the series here. And So, and we also are introduced to another character, Leonard, I think it's Leonard, I think his name is. you guys are Leo. And he's kind of weird. Like, he looks like a little bit too good to be true, but you will find out why he is. So no spoilers in this episode. And I'm not going to give you any future spoilers, but you do see that, you know, Leo and Vienna get really, really close, really, really fast. And Leo is just a weird thing. You don't know his agenda yet, but he is very weird. And probably one of the other biggest ones is Allison in the security footage scene with Pogo. Now, this is when it gets a little bit twisted, okay? That in this scene, Allison is looking at footage, and then all of a sudden she sees this VHS tape on the top of a section of the room. She plugs it in and sees that mom, literally, it looked like mom poisoned some kind of tea or some kind of beverage of Sir Hargreaves and killed him. Now, if you don't know about mom, she is somewhat like an android, okay? She doesn't age. Sir Hargreaves, constructed her. So that is challenged. So basically there is a scene in the next episode, which I won't kind of go over until I review the next episode, where they kind of confront her and all that good stuff. So that is pretty much the breakdown of the episode, guys. I mean, those were the key points that really stood out to me. Cha-Cha and Hazel is probably one of the most hilarious individuals in the series. And this has actually been doing really, really good with Netflix. Some are saying that Netflix, this is probably one of the best TV shows they have put out. And I want to hear from you guys. What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about the series personally? And what do y'all think about that type of entitlement of one of the best TV series? Now, I can pretty much put that up there. You know, it is a very, very well done series, as well as the music placement and the acting and pretty much the structure of the whole series. It's been pretty, really, really, really good. So let me hear what you guys think and let me know what you guys think. Thank you for listening to Hard and Paint. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys.
Darkseid has found his last variable of the anti-life equation. But it's not what he thought it would be. He discovered that it's a person he needs, but this person doesn't exist in this universe. In this journey, he and many other heroes and villains alike will discover and unlock universal secrets that have been hidden for so long, and these secrets will bridge the gap between two universes. This is The Edge of Oblivion, an audio and crossover fan event like you've never heard before. Marvel Universe, DC Universe, all in one story, coming April 19th, 2019.